Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Around the Controller. I have a special guest with us tonight. The tree. Yes, I got the tree.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Don't call me
Say
tree.
Hi, tree. Say hi, tree.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Mr. Risker to join in with us, but it's okay. I have the tree.
Hey, and if you ask, all you need.
Yeah. In this episode, we're talking about things that we saw at E3 in the press conference. And right now, me and the trees arguing about who made Infamous. So,
only because I couldn't freaking remember. Since I heard that Insomniac was
making
Spider-Man. I'm like, wait, didn't Insomniac make
No, it's Sucker Punch.
No, he didn't. Right.
Sucker Punch.
Sly Cooper. Got you.
Yeah.
Need to get my knowledge back on again.
Like we were talking about every now and again, I was talking about the,
Are you all right over there?
Mr. Risker's trying to chime in with me, and he's like, sorry, I can't make it, I'm stuck on the road, so he ain't gonna join us. Things that we saw at E3. Where do we want to start tearing apart first? Nintendo?
Let's go with Nintendo.
Okay, Nintendo. Mobile games, they're starting on Pokemon Go. What are your thoughts, Tree?
Honestly, I can't wait to see how it all turns out. I mean, things of that matter. I do like to see what they're doing and things of that matter. All of us, when we were younger, the best way I can put it is, we loved Pokemon back in the day, and we always wanted Pokemon to be, you know, quote unquote, real. Feeling of catching Pokemon in real life. Yeah. See how that works.
But they already announced the prices for the Bluetooth Pokey thing that we have to carry around. We don't really have to, but
it's like $35, isn't it?
Yeah. $35 for a little bracelet or a keychain that's shaped like a Pokeball.
Good thing we don't need that. Good thing we don't.
Are you sure we don't need it?
They say you can play the game without it.
Then they're talking about actually charging us for Pokeballs.
Oh, God. This is PokeShop.
And potions. Huh?
This is they're making the trainer experience real. Remember back in the day, whenever you started off a new game, Pokemon? And you had to freaking grind for all of that? Oh, my God. No.
But the way that the trailer made it look like, it looked like an AR type of experience. But it would be real interesting to see kind of like a virtual reality instead of an augmented reality type thing.
Mm-hmm.
They said, your phone will go off when a Pokemon is near you. It kind of reminds me of, what was it, about 3 or 4 years ago when Google put Pokemon on their maps. And you had to actually go to the places to capture those Pokemon.
Yeah, I remember that.
And what was it? Moltres was in the back of our old workplace.
Freaking Moltres. Yeah, I believe so. It was Moltres. Yeah, it was Moltres.
And we had like 18, the busiest night of our lives off of that place, but no one really ordered anything till I had you go out there and say you had to buy something for you to stand there.
Yep.
Boy, I hate being the bearer of bad news. That's a good thing I have you, Tree.
You know what? You can go eat it. Okay.
Come on. You didn't say you did not have fun telling those people that they had to buy something so they could capture a Moltres for a couple hours. Well, we got it for free.
Right.
Then other mobile games, they're talking about Fire Emblem.
Wait, looking it up now. Fire Emblem, yes.
I hope it's not like where we have to buy extra stuff or buy equipment for our characters off of Fire Emblem. But props for Nintendo for actually bringing games, even though I want a Mario game. I want Mario and the 6 secret coins, okay? I want that.
Who doesn't, bro? Who doesn't? Like,
and
the
yeah.
I haven't really put anything out.
Then Pokemon, they started talking about Pokemon Sun and Moon and the legendary Pokemon that supposed to be in the representative representative games.
I keep forgetting the guy's doggone names. And freaking put so many freaking Pokemon games on. I was like, oh man, I keep on forgetting names. Ooh.
Right now there's 750 of them. We stop going by names.
Yeah, it's just making us feel old.
When they really feel old is when they re-release Red, Blue, and Yellow.
And the fact that everybody who tried to play is like, oh man, you can't run? Nope. You can't do this? Nope. Why do we gotta walk everywhere? Nope. What the hell is this? Nope. Earthquake is still broken. Yep.
Earthquake be broken. Then, let's see, Earthquake will always be broken, and I had a mini stroke of X and Y when they made a fairy type stronger than dragon types. I'm still laughing about that.
You see, while everybody was sitting there talking about, oh man, fairies are gonna be the stuff. No. Sorry, poison, steal, die. Everything dies. Like, you ain't gonna be that. I mean, you ain't gonna be that big now. Nope.
But still, they made dragon type weak to fairy type. Someone, please fix that. Fix that for me.
I was gonna still for a second.
What?
Go, So with that, another thing that Nintendo brought up was Zelda, what was it called this time? Zelda
Breath of the Wild.
There are enough Zelda games for the Nintendo. It seems a little bit too much. Because, let's see, they remade Twilight Princess. They remade Majora's Mask. They remade Ocarina of Time. You can buy the original Zeldas on the Virtual Console.
Hey, it's one of the best-selling games, and they kind of want one. I mean, how should I put this? We've all wanted a new one on the Wii U for, like, the longest anyway. So instead of them hashing out these guys talking on remasters, it's like, hey, you know, let's just go ahead and show this out, which is apparently more open world and kind of like the original Legend of Zelda, where you actually have to figure out where to go instead of somebody actually pointing out to you, which is actually pretty interesting, by the way.
And last year they released, what was it, Hyrule Warriors?
Yeah, Hyrule Warriors, also known as Dynasty Warriors Zelda. That's actually pretty fun. Very fun. I love wrecking shit in Ganondorf.
I bet you do. That's pretty much it on Nintendo. What I was able to gather up. There is still no word of a new Metroid game.
Metroid. How much we want the... It's like, hey, we finally got our Zelda. Eventually, well, depending on the situation, we're probably going to get another Mario. I don't even know. We finally got, and I'm so happy about this, a Star Fox reiteration. So, yeah, why not Metroid? But enough about that.
And they talked about new DLC for Super Smash Brothers 2.
I wonder how that's going to be.
How's that going to be? All they pretty much talked about is like one or two more characters, and that's it. And more me clothing. That's pretty much it. Okay. Now, Taryn, to... You made me mess up. Now, tearing into Microsoft, which, if this works out, this should be the greatest innovation of gaming, if it works out right. I'm talking about Microsoft announced that all their new games are going to be, can be played on PC and Xbox, and it's cross-saved between the two platforms.
I mean, that kind of, they should have done that all. I mean, before, you know, I should have been brought up. I mean, technically speaking, all the Xbox One is the giant, I mean, it's a freaking computer. Why not?
It's the same thing with PS4. They're basically Steam machines owned by one thing, but I thought that's a little feature, if it's pulled off right, should be fun. That way you don't have to buy two copies of the same game.
Yep.
And
we can actually do that and save money. Yay. You know that's the crowning point on that. We'll be able to save money and still indulge in our army and what we would like.
Yeah. We will still able to save some money, but it would be awesome for way back in the day when me and the tree first met. That would be awesome if I could, you know, was playing either Titanfall or the new Assassin's Creed or what other games got announced or Gears of War, and I can take my laptop to work, plop it down right in front of them and say, this is what you're missing. Oh my God, I just got to spend like 50 more bucks on this game that I bought for my console. And say, this is what you're missing. Because me and that laptop was infamous. Ain't that right, Trey?
Yeah, you and your guys talk on Final Fantasy VII.
Use lightning, fool. Talking about Final Fantasy VII, that didn't even show up this year. The remake of Final Fantasy VII.
With all the crap that they're talking about, I bet they're keeping it under wraps until it, you know, it's fully done. Already did enough.
But what I was reading at Gotaku was it's going to be episodic, where they're going to split it up into different episodes and release it like a Telltale game.
The God's doggone game was freaking huge by itself, even on PS1 terms. You think literally remaking it from scratch into a different engine and things that matter, and you're not going to have it on a disc or anything that matter? You think it's going to fit? No, it's not. Nowhere near. So people are going to have to deal with that. It's just, I might sound a bit old school about this, but as far as the battle system is going on, it's like, it sounds cool, but I think it might be a bit of an issue of it. I might have to play it myself to see how it works out, but I'm kind of mixed on that, just like I'm mixed on Final Fantasy XV's battle system. It's like they're kind of trying to make it more like Kingdom Hearts, which is like, okay, that's good, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, I got my reservations on it.
And Kingdom Hearts. When are we ever going to get 3? They announced it, then they're like, hold up, just before 3, you're getting 2.8. The next is going to be 2.9. Then it's going to be 2.98.895.
I swear if they do that, no, I'm done.
Besides that, there was really nothing special about Microsoft besides Gears of War 4. Ooh, another Gears of War game, even though that they're supposed to have brought that out 3-4 years ago. And you get to play
Forza Horizons
racing game. They come out with a Forza game every year.
Yep. Well,
every year.
For, you know, those Halo fans, we got Halo Wars 2. What? Halo Wars 2? Yeah, that.
The game, the broken, the broken ass Halo game that really, really was broken, but it was part of the story. It was part of the storyline. You won't understand the story unless you play Halo Wars. I played Halo Wars and I beat it. And the only thing that it really discusses is how who was the arbiter before the arbiter on Halo 2, and how he died.
Also big, makes sense.
Real-time strategy games are broken. Okay, be broken.
See, other things that I could probably bring up. How many things for that matter? Let's talk about some of the big games that that were announced this year. Let's start with
God of War.
Oh yeah, I as well do God of War. Apparently, you know, with Beard of Chaos. Beard of Chaos called freaking Kratos.
Yeah, and his son. I want to know what happened between 3 and this new one. Like, we already established that he's somewhere in Scandinavia because of the whole Norse mythology about it.
Yeah. I want to know, too, but also in the same aspect, it's like, there's rumor has it that this might just be a reboot and things of that matter, and pretty much all this crap is rehashed. And I'm like, okay, yeah, because even from my point of view, it's like I can't really connect the events from 3 to 4 because, you know, spoiler alert, Athena freaking betrays the crap out of freaking Kratos. Where in that do we go to Norse gods? No, this has to be in some way, shape, or form a reboot. Or if they did try to connect it, I don't know, they might have killed, he might have killed Athena off screen, said, okay, screw this, I'm going home. Screw this, I'm done, I'm going to go to so-and-so. Oh, man, what? Still Norse gods out there? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Or I'm going up north to escape this whole chaos that I created and live a peaceful life, and it will have to be on, you know, the north god's terms. That, but it gets me excited because we'll be able to hopefully use either Thor's hammer, Odin's crow, the whole, either Loki's little trick magic. That would definitely excite me to play God of War again.
Yeah, that would. Like I said, then I'm trying to figure out what exactly are they going to do with, you know, the sun. It's just going to be one of those whole things of passing the torch down. All right, you know, I'm getting too old for this crap. You go on ahead. It's your turn to do it, blah, blah, blah. And that's what I want to see. Because judging by what I saw from the demo that I saw, it seems more like a, you know, teamwork type of thing. But I wonder if that's just only the beginning, and like later on something happens to Kratos and now it's up to his son to be like, okay, it's my turn to like
Kratos gets betrayed by the Norse gods, and then the son goes ham like it did in God of War. God of War 1, 2, and 3, where the son takes over Kratos' job and kills all the Norse gods.
Yeah, that's where I think it might be going to. If that doesn't matter, that's the only thing I think that might be. But as far as that, I don't know.
During the Sony conference is Resident Evil 7.
Resident Evil 7, also known as Biohazard, which I just got into a conversation with somebody about this earlier, is actually, it's apparently a reboot.
Yeah, it's not a reboot. It's 7. They said it's continuing off of the storyline of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Even though 6 sucks, 6 really does suck.
Man, I wanted to talk about 6. I think they it would have been.
That's
fine.
The last time Konami should ever let Michael Bay direct a video game. Ever.
You mean not Konami? You mean Capcom?
Capcom, yeah.
We don't talk about the K word since we let our boy go.
Yeah. Which he's already announced a new game this year too. And we're talking about Kojima. Kojima announced a new game called Death Stranding.
Yeah, Death Stranding and things of that matter.
Stranding.
Andy, yeah.
Stranding. But it seems more psychological than anything else. Even though that it's pretty, it looks like he was using the Miles from Metal Gear to make that character.
I mean, shoot. Let him do him. You know, Kojima's been one of those types to put psychology in games, the things that matter. Or unorthodox ways of putting things together. Another game that I'm surprised we have not talked about, and things of that matter. A game that's actually finally coming out after like, 10 years? The Last Guardian. And they actually came out with a release date. But,
yay! Something that also got announced last year and the year before that.
But the thing is, they never had a release date. They just said soon, but now apparently it's going to be released in like somewhere in October. It's like, oh, that works. Let's hope it doesn't get delayed.
Like No Man's Sky?
Oh,
like,
Stop it.
No, I'm not going to stop it. This is 100% true. Like No Man's Sky, kind of like what else is supposed to come out? The human exploration with the robot dinosaurs and all that. That was supposed to come out last year. Last Guardian was supposed to come out last year. Kingdom Hearts 3 was supposed to come out last year.
We ain't going to talk about that. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, man. Almost if the PlayStation 3 was announced. Yeah, we're going to come out with a Kingdom Hearts 3. No, they came out with everything else to kind of like tie up loose ends, birth by sleep, and 358 by 2 days, and everything else for that matter. No. Danny got a mobile freaking Kingdom Hearts game. That's supposed to tie into the story. It's like, okay, look, I ain't got the money to be going, to be buying different systems to get, to literally get the whole lore in. Stick to one
system. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have run out of time today. Our next episode, I know. But our next episode should be Friday night. Actually, Friday morning, same time, at the same place. Say goodbye, Tree.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, with that being said, this is Tony Talks Gaming. Then Tree, I'm going to break a couple of your branches.
Oh, right. No, he's going to break my branches.
All right, everyone, have a safe and good night.
All right.